Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up. Good vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Good vibration.
Good vibration.
Good vibration.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we have a very special guest. Her name is Beth Fader, and she has a really cool website called unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. She's been my friend for several years, and we're going to get into some topics and talk to her here in just a few minutes. Just to let you know, I had a good time at the Illinois Horse Fair in Springfield, Illinois, this past weekend, and on Sagamon Avenue, we had a lot of snow, so we're down in the teens up here in Illinois, and next weekend, I'm going to be at the Visions by JDR, presents the 10th Annual Holistic Fair, March 10 and 11, 10 a.m. to 5, so that's in Springfield, Illinois, also at the fairgrounds. 801 Sagamon Avenue, that's going to be really good. And then I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 6 at a Unity of Springfield event, 2214 East Seminole Street. So that's going to be fun. And then some stuff a little bit later on. So that's going to be really cool. But my friend, Beth Fader, who you're going to talk to today, she's really cool. She just recently got married, which is totally awesome, and she can talk a little bit about that. But she's been doing energy healing treatments, and she's a shaman, and she has really just not knowingly known really what path to follow. She just didn't really seek this path. It just kind of came to her, and she's been a teacher since 1985, and that's awesome. And she says she heard God and spirit, and, you know, this was really a tough thing for her, but she really just follows her intuition and her heart. So she began a transition through a haze as she placed one foot in front of the other to breathe and, you know, fall into this pathway, which is really awesome. So Beth has been, you know, a healer, and she's been working with God, and she works with Christ, Mother Mary, a legion of angels, masters, teachers. She's a wonderful healer, a great teacher, and, you know, just a really good person. She also works with essential oils and all kinds of different things. So you can check out her website at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. So second half of the show, we're going to take questions. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we will take your calls. Second half of the show, which will be wonderful. Again, the area code 347-237-5339. Or you can, you know, send us a text and chat, and we will take your calls. So I'm going to bring Beth Fader live now, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in her world, what she's up to, and what new things she can talk to us about today. Welcome to the show, Beth. How are you?
Good morning, Amanda. I'm fabulous. Thank you. And thank you for the beautiful introduction. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just feel so privileged to have you on because you're my big sister. I've known you for a long time, and I just love your work. You know, I just felt the instant connection when I met you. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And I feel the same way about you, sister. So, dittos. Just to kind
thank
of reiterate
you.
What you. Well, you're welcome. What you stated, and I'd like to thank all the people who are joining today because I always feel like when you step in, you're meant to be here. You're meant to hear the messages. So thank you to all of you who have joined us today, and I am grateful that I get to come in and share some messages as well. And so just a little bit about me, as Amanda stated, I had a calling. I was a teacher, an actual teacher in school from 85 to 96 and working with children. But I had a calling on my life. I mean, it was strong, as Amanda knows. It was strong. I'm actually writing a book about my calling, my divine path. But my calling took me to Peru to work with shamans in the rainforest of Peru and up in the Andes. For many, many years, I went back and forth because I was being brought back to my past. I had a calling back. And for the last 5 years, I've been traveling back and forth to Spain to shamanic pilgrimages because that's where the energies are for me. Sometimes you're just shown to go to different areas of the country or the world because those energies are there for you. So I've been diving very deep into my soul's work, and I brought that ancient knowledge and that ancient technology of our ancestors back here to St. Louis, to our community, and I'm working very much with many people who are opening up and who are going through an awakening. So there's many parts of me and different ways that I work. I hold classes and I teach classes and I work one-on-one. But a big part of my soul's purpose is I do planetary work. And so, you know, the deeper you dive, the more you dive in, the more you clear out, the more you remember who you are and the more expanded you become and you realize why you're here. So the biggest part of my work is planetary work. So I dedicate several hours a day to working over the planet, doing various works there. And I just want to talk a little bit about my book. I have a book that's almost done, and I'm pretty sure that
I'm
my
excited
publisher...
for you, Beth. That is just amazing.
I want to tell you something.
I have been inspired to write, too. I'm still writing mine. I'm in the middle of writing kind of an autobiography about my life, too. And I'm at the point where I'm at college, but I'm working on it still. So you're an inspiration to a lot of people. I'll be excited to read yours also.
Well, thank you. This has been the name of the book is Unlock Your Soul's Purpose, A Guide to Answering Your Divine Calling. And you know me well, Amanda. I mean, I had a visitation from Jesus Christ, many visitations from Jesus Christ directly, where he spoke to me and said, Beth, you're going to write a book. You're going to transcribe the messages that I give you, and you're going to speak about the things that I need you to speak about. And there's so much that I could have placed in this book, especially the messages coming through the Pleiadians, Lemurians, and Galactic Council. I've talked about them, how I'm working with them, and how they're working with people on the planet. Primarily, the messages in this book will be coming directly from Jesus himself, which are powerful. I mean, my world exploded when I started working through him. And then the second book will go into a deeper alignment of how I'm working with the ancestors from Star Nations. And it's been powerful. So that book is almost completed, and things are shaping up well there. And I can't wait to get that out. So, yes, I did get married October 19th to Jeff Mounty. So now my last name is...
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's an extraordinary man. My last name is Mounty, M-A-U-N-E. So I still use my given name, Sader, from when I was my childhood name often, because a lot of people know me by Beth Sader. So I say Beth Sader Mounty now so they'll know who I am. But what I'd like to talk about today, Amanda, and there's so many things that I could speak about. However, I was shown to speak a little bit about the planetary shifts and what that looks like. And how is that affecting us as we move through our alignments and our openings and our awakenings? So I work a lot with the planetary shifts. And as we all know, most of us know that for quite some time now, the veils over our planet have been thinning. They have been thinning. And that is allowing more corridors of light to come through. And what's taking place right now, Amanda, is that new corridors of light are available to us now on the planet like never before. And the light contained within these corridors of and they look like, you know, doors to me, big doors. They're big openings. The light that's contained in these corridors of light has a very unique frequency of the Christed energies. It's a very high frequency. And what does that mean? It means that light that's coming through the corridors of light is penetrating the veils of the earth. It's penetrating every living person on the planet, every living thing. And that light is coming in through our bodies. And where there's density, that density is vibrating and it's shifting out. And it's allowing us to hold more new energetic patterns. So as these new energetic quarters, this new light is coming in through our body, it's allowing all that archaic energy, all that dense energy that we may have been holding on to, and we all are, generational layers, it's starting to vibrate. It's starting to release and let go. And it can feel really dense and sticky. And, you know, I've been taking a really big deep dive for over the last year working through my generation, working on addiction, anxiety, depression, all these different things that have been held in our family for generations. And I will tell you, it is sticky. It is dense. And when that energy begins to break up and come up, wow, you feel it. So for the
right.
listeners, it's sticky. We're like, what the heck is going on in my body? Everything's okay. So what I want to say to the listeners is that it's okay, because is this, you think you're doing okay, wow, you're transitioning, everything's flowing really well, and then this whole new wave comes through you and uncovers a whole new level of dense energies that were dormant and trapped that you didn't even know were there. And as that light comes through that density, it's going to vibrate those dense cells where there's trapped emotions, and the cells, the energy within the cells is going to vibrate. It's going to release. It's going to expand. All that density is going to release, and you will feel pressure. You will feel emotions release. You might feel stickiness. You might feel heavy. It's okay. And that's what I want to tell people, is that sometimes they get into their head way too much when they start to go through a release. They think, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. You're right where you need to be. And that energy is just simply releasing and letting go. And there's new adjustments coming in through all four vehicles of your consciousness, your physical, emotional, spiritual, cellular bodies. And it's a great thing. It's a good time that we're in, because this new corridor of light, and it's a series of corridors of light that are opening up on our planet. It's so strong. It's so crystal clear. It's so pure. There's so much purity within that light that you cannot help but go through a shift. You cannot help it. It's like, it's so great.
Exactly.
And so, yes. And what we're doing is we're simply rebirthing. It's like going through a death, rebirth, as we call that in the shamanic world, a death, rebirth. Moving from the caterpillar, stage through the butterfly stage. And everyone's going through that on the planet. Some of us are just more aware of it than others. The people who are unaware of these shifts are really just simply in a sleep state. And it's not a judgment. They're just unaware of it, but something is still happening within their body. But for those of us who are very aware, and we intentionally go in and do the soul work, we feel it more. So often, because we are intentional, more comes up for us. And it's a great thing. And so, for the people who are listening, if you're going through that, understand and know that everything's okay. It's just old archaic energies that are working their way up. And every cell in your body has been saying yes to this. It's time. And excuse me. I need to drink some water. And so just know that's what's going on in our planet. And to really be very gentle with yourself and get the rest that you need. I'm having a bit of water here because I'm going through a release too.
That's okay.
I go
that's,
deep.
That's very important. You really go deep. And it's important that when we go deep that we take the time to take care of ourselves and get water. That's so important.
Well, we do. I did a video this last week. It was a live video, and I was speaking about our divine purpose, and I was speaking about our calling and how important it is for those of us who are answering the call that we take care of our body, that we get rest, that we know that we're right where we need to be. And I just been going. I spend about 3 or 4 hours a day doing my soul work and my planetary work, because I have a calling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
yes,
I actually
you do.
Love it. I do. I've got a big soldier warrior in me, so I'm always in my work, and I have so much love and compassion for everyone on the planet, because honestly, I can really see their path, and I can see their journey. And this is what the Pleiadians are telling me right now. The Pleiadians are coming in very strongly, and Mother Mary and Jesus is saying this. Or they're coming in really strong. They're saying this: Beth, tell the viewers that as they move through these shifts to take ownership of their stuff, to not go into blame, to not go into, blaming others or, situations, because it's that blame that keeps us in the in that dense place because we chose these situations. We chose to have these, you know, these experiences so that we would learn. So in order to move out of them, we need to take ownership of all of our experiences. And as we take ownership of our experiences, then we move through so much more rapidly. We have to be very aware of what we're thinking. And so I always take ownership of everything. Everything down my track that's coming up, I take ownership of that. I take responsibility. And as I take responsibility of those things, it's like the wind moving through me and just carries it right on out because I've taken ownership and responsibility. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing. I've been going very deep, working very strongly with the shifts on the planet. And that's what we each need to do. And I also want to remind people that there's a breath I use. It's a conscious breath. And I've used it on this show before, and I've spoke about it. But it's a conscious breath, Amanda. And it's a breath in through the mouth and out of the mouth. Excuse me. It's a breath in through the mouth and out of the mouth. And what that conscious breath does is it says two things. Yes, I'm willing to release, and yes, I'm willing to receive. So what I want everyone to do right now, all the listeners, I want you to take your palms and put your palms upon your heart. Just simply take your palms and gently place your palms on your heart. And just feel the warmth of your palms on your heart. And take a very big breath in. Take a breath in through your mouth. And then release that breath out of your mouth. Take another breath in through your mouth. And release through your mouth. And again, take another breath in. And release through your mouth. That breath is powerful. And it's important to take that breath, that conscious breath, several times a day, at least, you know, every hour. And what that breath does is it releases and lets go of old thoughts, old programming, old energies and trapped energies that you're holding on to, and it stabilizes you. And so if I find myself maybe driving and I'm in deep traffic, I just I take that deep breath in and I release and I let go and I allow that breath just to stabilize me. It's very powerful in its releasing aspect. It's very powerful in its releasing aspects. And so use that breath periodically. So this is what I've been doing. I've been doing my planetary work and I've been going very deeply in. And I'm also hearing this is that as we start to move through our shifts, Amanda, as you well know, it can become very uncomfortable. And our cells are expanding, we're releasing, we're letting go. Old archaic energies and emotions are coming up. Fear, self-doubt, illusions, insecurities begin to come up. And you are being stretched. And as you begin to be stretched more and more because you're letting go and you're stepping into a new version of your God qualities, you know, the universe and God is asking you to reside in a greater aspect of yourself. You know, God's asking you to level up. Our Creator's asking you, all of us, to expand and to show up differently every day. Because in order for us to show up and be of service on the planet, number one, we must be willing. Number two, we must be willing to release and go of the old programming. Number three, we must be willing to be uncomfortable, right? Because it's
That's
in
right.
that uncomfortable state, yes, it's in that uncomfortable state, Amanda, that we grow. And sometimes people start to feel that discomfort, and they're like, oh, I ain't going there. going there. Well, it's that, so it's that uncomfortable state that we grow. And we move through it. And I will tell you, I'm uncomfortable every day. Every day I'm uncomfortable, but I know that's where the growth is. I know, Amanda, that's where the growth is. And I'm, you know, my cells are being, are being worked through. I'm releasing and letting go. And I'm simply aligning through my heart. I place my hands on my heart. I use my conscious breath. And I align through my higher self, my I am presence, my mighty I am presence, my God self. And I allow the divine to come through me. And I ask, I say God, some people say Mother Earth, you know, Father God, Mother God, higher consciousness, the powers to be. I say God, I ask God, what can I do for you today? I offer you my best. And then I hear the messages and the wisdom come through. And then I'm led. on what it is I need to do. It's often planetary work, and then I go to town. So
there you go. That's awesome.
Thank you. So basically, you know, it's just I kept it really simple today. I just wanted to talk about the planetary shifts. I don't think you have to knock people over the head with that. I think most people know about it. And just to understand that we're going through powerful times right now on the planet. And the influx of light that's coming through the planet is shifting the magnetic core of our planetary system. It's shifting every living thing in our planet. Powerful adjustments are taking place within each of us. And we need to stay anchored in our heart and ride that sweet wave. Ride that sweet wave and then understand that this light that's coming to the planet is stirring up particles on our planet, old dense particles on our planet. It's stirring up drama in people. It's stirring up drama in people. It's coming up. That drama's coming up in people. And, you know, we see it. And people are playing out their roles. They're playing out their drama. It's coming up, and they don't even know they're in the drama. And we have to just, you know, be the witness of it and the observer. Because as that beautiful light comes in and penetrates the cells of our body, more is going to release through us. We have a choice. We can dramatize it as it comes up, or we can allow it to come up and freely let it go and acknowledge it and use that conscious breath as it releases and lets go. But we all know people who dramatize. They're choosing to stay in their blame or their shame. And, you know, we can't do anything for them if they choose that. They must get out of that space. They will stay in the blame, shame, and all these different emotions until they realize they don't have to be in the struggle anymore. We do not have to be in the struggle. We don't. And so their ancestors told me to say to everyone to claim your birthright, to claim your birthright, to claim it. Get up every morning. Before you put your feet on the bed, say, thank you, God, for this day. I am grateful for this day. And start your day like that, no matter what comes through. And then also to align with like-minded people of in your community who are like you. Because, you know, I will hear Amanda, people will come to me and say, Beth, I'm shifting and I don't know anyone. I don't have any friends who I can talk to, and I feel alone. And I'm like, well, there's a lot of groups out there who are like-minded, who are going through what you're going through. So it's important to find like-minded groups and communities who can support you, where you feel safe, where you feel like you can, you know, not have to put filters on and you can speak your truth. So the Pleiadians are really big about finding like-minded groups. And for those of you who don't know who the Pleiadians are, they are our ancestors from the Orion's Belt, who I work very strongly with. They're working with many of us on the planet, and many of us carry the Palladian aspects, the Lemurian aspects, because we're not of this planet. We're not of this planet. So, in a nutshell, our planet is going through powerful shifts. The light that is coming through the veils is so powerful in its Christed frequencies that any archaic energies that we're holding onto, any old patterns that are patterns of illusions, are going to melt away. They're going to shift. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so it's important to stay in your heart center and not allow the ego mind come in and take charge. Because so often when people are going through those powerful shifts, the ego mind comes in and says, oh, this is too much energy. Oh, I don't feel good, blah, 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 blah. That's the ego coming in and taking over. That's the ego. And we need to recognize when the ego is speaking to us, and we just lovingly say to the ego, I've got this. Thank you very much. And move through it, okay? So that's my message for today. I kept it kind of short and sweet and simple.
Beth, I really liked how you just, you know, got in there and really talked about that. And, you know, something that one of the speakers I saw many years ago, she says, if you're sitting at home eating potato chips on your couch, then you're not really learning and growing. It's when you're, you know, in those experiences where you're learning and growing. So that reminded me
right.
of a talk we did many years ago. And so, you know, I like how you're saying, you know, we got to get out there and constantly learn and grow and spread love and, you know, do all of that. You're very good. You're classes are awesome. Your teachings are awesome. You're an
Thank
excellent
you.
Healer, and I just really love what I see. And I so appreciate you coming on today and being with me, too. We're going to take a really quick break and then take some callers. Are you up for that?
Sure. I am.
All right.
I am. I am
so
up
you've
for
been
call.
Listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Beth Sader, and you can check out her website at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And you can check Bethany out at Bethany, CAUDILL.com. You'll see my schedule on my website. You can go to Beth's website and check out all about her, unlockyoursoulspurpose.com, and all the classes she has coming up. If you want to ask a question, you can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rode my well, oh what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. I laughed and loved it and thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear you, but sure it's fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
WGGM Radio. My guest is Beth Sader, and you can check out her website at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. You can find me, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com with one L online. You can find Bethany at Bethany, CAUDILL.com. We're going to take your calls second half of the show, 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. We'll take your calls. Check out Beth. She's got some really cool stuff on her website as well. And we're going to go ahead and get started and bring Beth back. Welcome back.
Hello.
All right. So we're going to get started with our first caller here, which is area code 407. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hello, Amanda and Beth. This is Joanna in Florida.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. maybe you can help me out with this. I've been having financial blockages that will just not unblock, and I've been stuck in the middle of everything. I'll try to just be very brief. My bank defaulted on an account, and then 5 months later, they seized my account illegally, and I've been stuck in between the bank, the other attorney. No one will budge. I mean, done everything, court papers, calls, letters, documents, emails. They are just not budging. And now recently I just emailed all the heads of the departments of the banking firm, and I'm like, what do I have to do? My next resource, I told them, is I'm trying to resolve this. You know, do I have to go to the media? Do, you know, I have to file a court hearing. I'm like, plus what happened as well is I was working for a company for over a month who didn't pay me. I've just been having just, you know, financial blockages left and right. I'm like, what do I need to do? What is going on? So that's my situation. You know, if you have any insight or enlightenment or any messages for that for me.
Well, Joanna, did you say that there was a lot that you stated, and thank you for sharing. Did you state that your money was blocked at your bank? Frozen?
Yes. Yes, they've frozen it since the end of November. Yes. Yes.
Now, why did they do that?
I don't know where they got the old documentation from back when it was first sent to them. They were claiming it was first sent to them in November. So they acted on something from November that they defaulted on in June, and they still no one wants to take responsibility for it, in other words.
Holy cow. Did you state that did you seek an attorney?
I did at first, but it's for the amount in my account, so I didn't think it would be worth, you know, an attorney. In other words, an attorney would charge a lot more for a few hours of their time, or you know, a day of their time than what's in my account. In other words, so I mean, at this point, I might have to, and then, you know, go after them for, you know, damages and everything else resulting from this. In other words, so
well, you might
trying to get it resolved. Yes, yes.
Because if it's not your fault, you could get a refund for your attorney fees to get it handled.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to just go, because I was here an attorney as you spoke.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I wrote attorney down. Sometimes
too.
You have to go.
Right.
You know, it's unfortunate. And you spoke to the bank manager?
Yes, I've spoken to everybody. Yes, I've spoken to the bank managers. I spoke to the attorneys on the other side. I've spoken to everybody. Everybody. I filed version of the court. They're ignoring. I've done everything. They're both. Neither side is willing to accept responsibility for what happened. And I'm not at fault. And right. And I got my funds seized for something the bank did back in June, which is not my responsibility. It's theirs. They're the ones who were supposed to pay the debt and the fees and, you know, and everything else. And here I am still stuck in the middle. And now I've lost my place to live. And so this has just gotten even worse. And now I'm sending them emergency, urgent, you know, I need this undone. So, yeah, put me very, very in a bad spot.
Okay. Amanda, what I'm hearing is two things. You know, just as far as legally getting her going, and you can add to this, of course, I would seek an attorney. The second thing I heard was the Missouri Better Business Bureau. Well, I'm in Missouri, so you're
okay.
In Florida.
And, yes.
And the reason why I had a situation years ago where I had a plumbing company come out here, and they were committing insurance fraud by like $6,000, okay? And they thought I was stupid.
Wow.
And then they were going to take me to court and all this stuff. And I'm like, what do I do, man? I've got pictures to show that, you know, these things didn't happen. And my friend said, Beth, go to the Missouri Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was the Missouri Better Business Bureau. And then there was I forget the other name that, I don't know, other company. Maybe I can give it later. But I sent a letter to,
right.
Not just the Better Business Bureau, but it was another, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, I can't think of it, company that got on top of it for me. And as soon as this company got, you know, that I was dealing with, got that message, they went, oh, bigwigs are coming in. The big wigs are coming in. I'm sorry, I just cannot remember the name of it. And if I, my friend can, I can always get a hold of you. If you give me your information, I can email that to you and you can go that direction. But
what,
I think it's pretty.
Yes, may I interject? And I'm so sorry. Yes, that's, I was going to go that course and I did speak to the Federal Reserve. And I'm actually, I have on my computer, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I have it sitting in front of me. That was like, okay, I guess I'm at that point where I might need to go through all this now. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And when, if it's sitting in front of you, that's sitting in front of you for a reason. And sometimes you just, you know, unfortunately, there's a message here. You know what I'm hearing?
Yes.
You need to find
this.
Okay, I'm getting goosebumps on this. Just like I went through what I went through for a reason, I think this is why you might be going through this. I'm real nice, you know, and I expect everybody else to be really nice and do what they say they're going to do.
Exactly.
Right? And you don't like to get mad and you know, cause... Here's the bottom line. Sometimes life is teaching us to wear our teeth, that it's okay to be loving and compassionate. But sometimes, man, you just got to wear your jaguar teeth because it's the universe's way of saying, yes, because I'm, you know, I'm seeing
right
a rug.
Now. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I'm seeing a rug, and you're on it, and somebody's pulling the rug out from underneath of you. And it took me a long time to get to that point, Joanna, that you know what that incident did for me? It caused me to wear my teeth that no one's going to mess with me.
Exactly.
You don't get to do that to me. And the universe was teaching me a loud lesson, Beth. You wear your teeth. You get in there and you go after them. And sometimes.
There you go.
Yes, yes, I'll tell you what,
too,
ladies, too. Yes, and you know what? And I'm going through that with a relative as well. I've had enough and enough and enough, and I just want to be done with it. I'm tired of being treated like that, you know. And they project everything that they are and what they've done, and they're still living in the past. And it's just I've had enough, right? And I want to be done with it exactly. And I just want to say, you know what, you know exactly.
This is the message.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the message I really get is that sometimes you've got to wear your teeth. And I was told, Beth, tell her to call in the Jaguar spirit. Animal guide.
Oh, wonderful.
Tell her to call in to see the jaguar. The Black Panther is one of my main spirit animals. And when that baby comes through me, wow, the teeth are in. And and call in the jaguar. I'm seeing, call in the animal jaguar, the Black Panther, because it's time to wear it. It's time to call that spirit animal in for you, okay? Because that mama in you might be a good mama, a loving mama, but she needs to wear teeth. And sometimes life comes in and says, hey, guess what? We're going to level up. You're good. Yeah, we got that. You're good. But you know what? Let's work on not allowing people to use you as a doormat. You know, not allowing people
to
walk all over you. Okay?
Exactly. I've had enough of that, right? You're correct. You're right. I'm at the point. Right. Exactly.
I'm hearing attorney. I keep circling the word attorney. That's what I'm getting for you, Joanna. And, you know, if life would be so great all the time and we could bypass these little glitches that happen, it would be wonderful. But there's a valuable lesson on the backside of that.
Right. You're correct. Yes. Yes.
Amanda,
definitely.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, and I hear two attorney, and I hear stand up for yourself. And
right,
I get Archangel Uriel around you for court cases and stuff.
Wow.
Justice on the one who's being taken, you know, victim. Not that you're a victim. He calls us the innocent ones, you know, the ones that need to stand up, you know, the ones that are loving and kind, but then they're getting walked on. You know, he comes in and tells you fire and all that because he's kind of a fiery being. And the same, you know, goes with the Black Panther. Stand up and be your awesome self and, you know, get what you need back because you need that right now. You know, that's what you're going through. So hang in there. It's going to work out for you.
And then, Archangel, Joanna, call in Archangel Michael as well.
Yes.
Him too.
And this is something that you can do, Joanna. Call in the Archangel realm around you. I want you to deliberately see this situation come into fruition. I say God. You might have a different word, But I go directly to God. And I say, God, this is in your hands. I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to see the best and the right outcome. And I pray about everyone that's in that situation who's, you know, seemingly coming up against you, but they're not. It's just glitches. And I see love coming around all the bank and all the people who are there. I see love coming around them, and I send them the you know, a bundle of love that their hearts soften and that this will come to fruition nicely, and everything that needs to break away and crumble away will break away and come together in fruition. I also call in Saint Germain's Violet Flame and Ruby Flame over this situation, because Saint Germain's Violet Flame breaks up, his Violet Flame breaks up particles in density.
Wonderful.
And the Ruby Flame breaks up really dense particles where the Violet Flame might not get. So call in Saint Germain's Violet Flame and Ruby Flame over this situation. Pray to our Creator to take care of this. It's not your battle.
Yes.
Pray to our Creator to take care of this. Meanwhile, it's okay to seek an attorney and say, look, this is what's happening. I need to get help because, you know, something's got to happen eventually. But I always hold the highest and best good. I always try to, you know, I cut, no matter what's going on, it doesn't always feel good. Yeah, and it doesn't always feel good. You're frustrated. You're like, this isn't right. But at the same time, you come through your higher self and you view this from a heightened perspective of the highest.
Okay.
You cannot handle something in, you know, at the same level it was created. You must come to a higher level to find the solution.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, dear?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Bless you both, ladies. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you. Yes.
You have an amazing day. It's all good. And I'm going to keep you in my prayer.
We have a question from Anne Marie. She has a text question. She says she just met a guy. He lives 2 hours away from me, and I really like him. Will it develop into anything?
You want to start on that, Amanda, then I'm going to tune into her even more.
Sure. His name is Mike, and her name is Anne Marie. I'm feeling pretty good around them. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty solid connection. He looks like a very good person, you know, from what I pick up on. What are you picking up?
I feel like he's a good person, but he has some relationship stuff that he needs to handle, old stuff. Anne Marie, this is what I'm hearing around Mike, good person, very compassionate. But he's got he does have some relationship stuff that he just needs to release and let go of so he doesn't bring it into a new relationship. Okay? It's nothing bad. It's just that he's just carrying some old wounds that he needs to let go of. Nothing bad. I just see that in him. There's just some old wounds, but a very good person. And it'd be good for him to allow those energies to transmute so that he's seen through really clear eyes. And then you guys can grow together. And just and give it time. Give it some time to nurture. And don't rush it, but allow it to unfold naturally. But I see he's got a really great heart. Okay?
He really does. And I want to just tell you, I know Anne Marie. And you are bingo right on. And that's why I didn't want to say too much more. Because she had told me a little bit about the situation he's in. And when I saw his picture, I thought he was a very nice guy. She asked me, but she wanted to ask my radio guest today, she said, because she went and met him, I think, this past weekend. He actually had a loss in his love life before he met Anne Marie. He lost his wife, and he's been grieving.
Yeah.
So, spot on.
I feel it.
Absolutely, 100%. He's still grieving over his wife, but I do believe that, you know, they can grow in a relationship together and get to know one another. He's got very kind eyes. I'll send his picture to you after the show. But he's a very cool guy, so you were right on. Yeah, he's got it in his eyes.
Wants,
I can see it.
Yeah, he does want another relationship. He can't imagine going through his life not having a partner. The only thing I would say, Anne Marie, is just let him heal those emotional wounds, because it could show up in your relationship, you know, if he doesn't handle that. And so, but, you know, he's aware of it. He's aware of it. And it's important that he allows his self, his, you know, some grieving time in that. Anne Marie knows that. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Awesome. So we're going to go to our next caller, which is 740. You're on the phone with Amanda and Beth. How can we help you?
Hello, Amanda. Hello, Beth. This is William.
Hello.
I was just wondering if there were any messages that were coming through for me today from you.
Well, I am seeing Archangel Raphael come around you. I'm seeing a series of archangels, William. I'm seeing Uriel, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael coming around you. Those are actually four archangels that I work with very strongly, and they're very supportive. I also see Mother Mary coming around you. This is a feeling I'm getting. This is just a feeling. It feels like you are going through a cocooning state. I'm seeing a, you know, like a caterpillar in a chrysalis?
Yeah.
When the caterpillar is in the chrysalis, and it's in that holding pattern of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're being held right now by the universe, and that, you know, there's that you're in this. And when I say holding pattern, we all go through it, through death, rebirth, and constant transformation.
Yeah.
But it feels like you're in this beautiful, restful holding pattern, and that there's this, I want to say, yummy energy coming through you. Yes, yummy energy that's coming through you. And it's nurturing you right now for that next chapter in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
You know, it just it feels like that because I go through that. I'm on a fast track, but there's times that I go through this little holding pattern, and all of a sudden, boom, I take off out of the chrysalis again.
Yeah.
And are you kind of a builder? Do you use your hands?
I'm a painter.
Yeah, because I'm seeing you use your hands. Like, use your hands. You use your hands, and you got that creative energy.
I do
okay.
Reiki as well.
Okay. Yeah, this is a... Okay, well, beautiful. Beautiful. I saw you actually... You know, I get the wildest visions. I saw that when you take your paintbrush and you put it across the wall, I saw rainbows of color coming into the wall. It's like you're blessing the spaces that... You are blessing the spaces, William, when you paint. But that's what I'm picking up is that you're in a holding pattern, and it's like to be patient with this what's going on in your life and to know that everything's coming in as it needs to come in. Okay? And, Amanda, you can add, of course, that's what I'm seeing for William.
Absolutely.
And music,
I was just
going
to let you know because that's just so beautiful what you said because when I've looked at his artwork and I've seen some of his artwork online, he's very good. Yeah, he just does a fantastic job. And I wanted to tell you that the angels that you're seeing around him is definitely accurate because he's working on developing his gift. He's working on, you know, learning about healing. You know, he's got a very good energy going on there. So he's working with his gift. He wants to help the planet. He wants to make a difference. And, you know, what I have to say about that is he's just very good at that. He's going to actually do all that. You know, I see him succeeding in that.
I do, too, and there's more. I'm writing some things down here. I just want to write it down so I don't forget. William, thank you, Amanda. That was beautiful. Like me, you've got a shamanic quality within you, okay? And what I'm seeing is that, you've got that
shamanic
quality.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Well, do you know what a shaman is?
A shaman? Yes.
Yes. Okay. There is a shamanic quality within you. Okay?
Gotcha.
And that means that healer, the ability to see beyond the veils, that ability to tap into our ancestors. You've got a lot of Palladian energy. I want you to write this down. Okay? Can you write this down or remember it?
I'll just listen to the program again to write everything down.
What I'm seeing is the jaguars. Boy, the jaguar spirit's coming in big time. See, the jaguar and the black panther are two in the same. It's just that the black panther has black pigmentation. And I'm seeing the jaguar with you. The jaguar is transformation from the human form to the spiritual form. I'm seeing you with rattles. So the jaguar is coming up through you, and then the white Siberian tiger is coming up too. So these are two animal spirit guides that you want to be working with. You can go to www.animalspiritguideshamanism.com, and you can read the wisdom on those two. And then music. Music is really powerful for you.
Fantastic.
Okay? So be aware that there's an opening coming up that wants to express through you, all right, that who you are.
Yay.
Okay? Yay! Yay!
Yeah, it's happening. It's almost tears. Tears of joy,
Yay!
That is.
Yeah. Well, you've got a beautiful heart. You're very sunshiny, and may you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Beth.
Thank
you, Amanda. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So we have a question in the chat room here from Sue in Nebraska, and she says she has two projects she's trying to manifest. Which one should she concentrate on? The first, can you pick up anything? And second, my real name is Sue. Okay, so she's working on two projects. Which should she focus on first?
The first one, or the she wants to know if she should work on the first one or the second project?
Yeah, which should she focus on number one? Yeah.
Should she? Oh, so she wants to know if she should focus on one or two. I'm going to go to
right.
my main guy, Jesus. One. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm picking up the first one, too, because it seems like it's more, it's just got a lot more to it. It's just like she needs to do that first, and then the second one will just kind of come along with it later on. But the first one is really important that, you know, it's like it needs to get done or it's just, you know, a priority. So I'm in agreement with you, Beth.
It needs, they're both very important. One is the one she needs to focus on. So Jesus is my first and foremost person who I speak to when I ask for messages, and he said number one. Feels like it's kind of fun, and like it's not overwhelming to me, and that it needs to be done. And have fun with it, and be playful with it, and allow whatever needs to come through, and then that door will open up to number two. Okay? Okay, Sue?
All right, that's what she says too, because the first one is more complete. It's and I agree, just have fun with it, lay back with it, and just have a good time. So
yeah.
I'm with
Fine.
You on that
yeah.
too, Beth. We're going to go to our next caller here, which is area code 647. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
I'm good. It's Paul from Toronto. My question
hey,
is.
Hey, Paul from Toronto.
My question is, will I win the lottery? I'm aiming for July 17, 2019, and what the lottery represents to me is the highest of highest love, configurational love, and abundance for infinite universes. It represents to me energy beyond measure, abundance of all types, abundance of all masteries. It's just... It's a symbol to me, winning the lottery. I've already won the lottery. I use my clairsentience and imagination beyond measure. That's a lottery. Everything has already won the lottery. They exist. That's the lottery. So will I win the lottery on July 17th, 2019, or another date?
Hey, Nate. Well, see, I'm hearing yes, but when I hear yes, and I hear it like this, is I like how you speak, by the way. So when I think of lottery, you know, there's the physical money lottery, and then there's the spiritual money lottery. And what I'm hearing is yes, whether or not you physically win the lottery in money, I'm hearing yes that you've already won the lottery in all that you're asking to bring in. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I want abundance of the highest order for everything, love of the highest order for everything in existence across infinite universes. I have that.
That's wonderful.
You know what,
Beth? You know, I kind of got the same thing because, you know, what I keep hearing is lottery is not what you're expecting it to be. Lottery can be in the form of abundance and love and creativity and world peace and making a difference and having the resources to do it, and even unexpected money that may not come from the physical form of lottery. It may come in a different way. So I like how it speaks, too. That's really good information.
Yeah. And, Paul, you sound like you do work similar to me. I do planetary universal work. And to me, the lottery, the work I do on the planet here, on planet Earth, I do on all planetary systems, the entire universe. I bring that light, and I bring that light out, and I anchor it into the entire universe because we can. And the only thing that's keeping us from doing that is the filters that we have in our mind that, oh, that's just so big. No, it's not. The lottery to me is our ability to tap into that God essence, that divine essence that is all unconditional love, unlimited consciousness, the ability to touch everything right now at this moment. That's the lottery.
We are
that
source.
Ability
what,
to,
greater,
yes.
What greater lottery is there than you are source?
You are source. And Paul.
Absolutely.
I've got goosebumps over here. I explain that to people, what you're doing. And it's, you know, every day when I'm in my work, I go out and I touch the universe, every living particle of the universe. And I say, God, I want people to know this. I say, God, you know, I say, God, I want people to know this, because that's the ability to tap into your mighty I Am presence, that God consciousness that each of us is. That's the lottery. That's the lottery. What you're doing on the planet is causing a monumental shift, Paul.
And that's what we want. We want to make that difference and send out that love.
That's the lottery.
And
thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for your heart. I can see your heart from here. You have so much. Your heart is just one big explosive light ball. I can see it from here. It's like your entire heart center is just pure light expanded. And thank you for tapping into who you are and what you're doing, because you know that there's no limitation. That, you know there's no limitation to what you can be, do, and have. That is the lottery, my brother. That is the lottery. That's the spiritual lottery right there. And I hope everyone that's listening has tuned in to that message there. Because I speak that to my clients, and when I talk about these things sometimes in my class, because some people can get that and some people don't get that. And it's really the ability to tap into your God consciousness that you are. You can be here. You can be there. You can be everywhere. And it's that understanding of who you are through source. And there's levels to that. There's levels to understanding that. So thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Colin. Blessings.
You have a very
okay. We have
day,
two more callers left. Do you want to take them, or do you need to wrap it up?
No. If I have to go, then I go. Then you can still stay on, but I can take at least one more.
Okay, let's just take one more, and then we'll just end the show, because this one has their they hit one, so we'll just take one more, and then we'll end the show. So area code 904. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Beth. This is Pat from Florida. Hi.
Pat?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm lucky I got the last call in.
did you say Pat or Pat? I'm sorry.
Pat with a P, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to see what you see or on my path. I'm listening to William's story. I was trying to think of a word. I've been feeling stuck, but I guess it's more like I've been cocooning for a while. And I'm starting to come out of that to move forward a little bit. So just whatever comes up on, you know, where I am on my path and where I'm heading.
You are right. You're not stuck. You're cocooning. And, you know, what I'm being shown is that, you know, we all have to be – I've learned to trust, Pat, that, you know, I don't have to see everything right now. I don't have to see everything right now, because sometimes our creator doesn't show me everything, because our creator wants me to trust in the now, to trust in the now of where I'm at. And I keep seeing you moving, like walking. Like, what I'm seeing is that when I am hiking or walking or working out, a lot of creative energy comes through me. And what I'm being shown for you is that you need to move your body. Like go walk down by the ocean. Go walk, because as you move your body, creative energy is going to come through you. Get your feet on the sand. Get your feet on Mother Earth. Okay?
Yeah.
Because this is important for you. Yes. But I don't care if it's outside in your yard, but I'm seeing that you need to move your body. And then I'm seeing you down by the ocean. I don't know how far you are. I don't know how far you are by a body of water.
Yeah, I'm about 5 blocks from the ocean. And I've been so lazy not going there.
Okay. This is what I'm seeing. I am seeing you walking barefooted on right there when the water comes up to the sand. Just walk.
Right.
And it's right around dusk when the sun is going down, right around dusk time. When the sun is going down and it's a little, it's not sunny, but I'm seeing you, in the evening when the sun is going down, walking along. Okay. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel is coming in very strongly saying, walk the beach at dusk and let the water flow through your feet, let the sand, feel the sand underneath your feet. And I'm seeing like rainbows of color coming through you. I'm seeing like rainbows, you're a crystallis, and rainbows of color come through you. It's like you're in a resting stage. You're in a, it's like I used the term a little while ago, holding pattern, which is good.
Right.
Sometimes we're in a resting holding pattern. Oh, we always think we got to be moving, we got to be doing something, And sometimes we just got to be quiet and chill. But that's the image I keep seeing is you're walking by the ocean and that water's coming in and out, like the waves in and out, and to trust that next step and to don't worry about it, So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a library. I'm seeing like a metaphysical library too. I don't know why, but I am.
Oh.
Okay, a metaphysical library, like a metaphysical store. I just am, and I'm seeing crystals. Do you work with crystals?
No, but I have a few lying around here. I have some. I have some quartz and some amethyst. I have a few, not a lot, but sitting on my.
If you get a chance, get a Lemurian crystal. Quartz is good too, but if you get a chance, get a Lemurian crystal because they sell them a lot with quartz at different metaphysical stores or so forth. And then place that crystal on your heart center or the quartz. Clear the quartz in the sun. It wants to be cleared.
Okay.
Your quartz is telling me it wants to be cleared. And just ask for it to be cleared and then place it in the sun. There's all kinds of ways you can clear it. And place that crystal on your heart center. You can even take it with you when you go walk on the ocean. Would you do that?
Yeah, I could do that easily. Yeah.
That's coming in really strongly, and there's a reason. That's powerful, Pat.
That's
yes,
really
I need
powerful.
To get home. The water is powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah. And
okay.
So you say,
Amanda, you can
just through moving more creativity.
I really feel like you need to walk the beach with the crystal. Walk the water. The water speaks to you. It's very grounding. It's going to really help you. And you should work with your crystals. Put them around you and let them work with you. And just really enjoy that, because you're going to find that you're going to be really supported by that. It's going to be very healing for you, and you're just going to feel great. So definitely do that. That's going to be a great healing experience for you.
And
yeah,
the dolphin is coming up, Pat. The dolphin is playful. So I'm seeing the dolphin come up, and you might want to go study the dolphin and call in the dolphin, but the dolphin is playful. The dolphin is extremely intelligent. And you're to be calling in the dolphin, the energy of the dolphin, the medicine of the dolphin. And you can go to Animal Spirit Guide Shamanism, www.animalspiritguideshamanism.com, and look up the wisdom of the dolphin. But it's coming in, and it's saying be playful, because it's dirty. And I think that's why they're saying get down by the ocean, go play in the water, pick up some shells. Be like a kid and get playful, because the dolphin is playful, and you're to be playful, because a lot of times when you're playful, Pat, that wisdom comes back through. Okay, we get so doggone serious in our lives sometimes, and it's like We got to get playful again. So that's what I have for you, beautiful Pat.
Well, thank you. That makes perfect sense to me.
Good, 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 good. Okay, honey. Well, you have a blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you
both.
Beth, it's been awesome having you on. Thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome. And Amanda, I just want to thank the audience and everyone that called in. You're a blessing to eat to the world. And if they go to my website, www.unlockyoursoulspurpose.com, if they're interested in a free discovery session, it's a complimentary discovery session. They can fill that form out to see if I'm someone that they might want to work with long distance. Everyone on here is long distance, and if they choose to work with me, they will get a savings of $70 off of my original fee. And it's really just to see if we're a fit for me to work with. You know, if they might want me to do some physical work on them, okay? Because I do long distance healing.
Awesome.
I want to thank you, Amanda. I want to thank you so much for who you are and the platform that you hold for each of us. And may you be eternally blessed.
Thank you, and I want to thank you for coming on my show today and for all the work that you do, and may you be, in return, blessed, and I know you are, and I know you just keep going.
Oh, my gosh,
keep spreading that healing that you do, because it's amazing.
Thank you, love.
And I'm thankful for our first meeting, where we first met, and we just instantly connected. That was really, really huge meeting
so well.
You like that, you know.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Exactly.
So thank you
that
for that.
Right.
I'm very thankful.
You're welcome, honey. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Take
and
care.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Beth Sader. You can check her out at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. And we'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See you next Monday.
See a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see hurricanes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go out tonight, but it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I hear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and run. Don't go out tonight, but it's bound to take your life.
shame. Oh, give me a peace, Lord, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me a peace, Lord, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And